Hello.
How's that?
What's up?
Apologies when I'm chewing. Just wanted to give you some good news. So after my meetings yesterday, they decided for the operator position of Family First, they're going to give it to one of the people that were doing it for Committed.
Okay.
Which is like, I was like thinking to myself during the meeting, and you realize this a year in?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you couldn't have figured that out before?
I understand. Abe turned to Avi and said, like, there was two people dedicated to this and committed that are still with us, sitting in the office. What are they doing?
Crazy.
So Avi's like, I don't know. So Esther was there. Esther said, I'll check their call volume, but I'm pretty sure that they could handle it.
Okay.
So this should be happening, like, next week.
Awesome. Thank
Okay? I just
you.
wanted to let you know because obviously no one else is going to tell you anything.
That's the truth. I appreciate
I
it.
know, I know. But Esther happens to be phenomenal to work with. She's great.
Yeah, I don't really work with her. So now that she's going to be overseeing Family First, I guess I will.
She's really by the book. She's just very
That's good,
organized.
because I like rule followers.
Oh, she's excellent.
Okay.
Well, you like clearly defined roles as opposed to you
Exactly,
kind
yeah.
of work the
I,
role
that's what
you
I
have.
mean. And
Also,
again,
you can't be productive in both jobs. It's impossible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like if I'm not able to do one job correctly, everything's like just all over the place.
No, it's two different jobs. You can't be doing
Yeah.
and Abe tried to say, like, why can't the operator job is so simple, why can't anyone do it? And we were trying to explain to him, first of all, it's a real customer service job that takes time because you're getting a lot of call volume. And second of all, wouldn't it be better if the person that was answering it was able to facilitate the solution as opposed to
Yes.
just pass along the message?
Yes, and that's what I said to Judah, because I was like, I said, if I'm customer service, then I want to do the customer service. Like, because no, obviously they're calling me after trying to call their coordinator and everybody else to get it resolved.
I'll tell you honestly, the customer service is the easier job overall, although maybe a little more stressful, definitely the easiest job because it's very relatively simple to perform the job properly.
Yeah, you just need a
But the
brain.
staffing job is a far more valuable tool.
Yes, and it's far more stressful, but it's
It's far
okay.
more stressful, but also, but between you and the lamppost, if you're successful at it, you could pretty much ask for whatever you want money-wise.
Yeah.
Because it makes you not replaceable. Operator, dime a dozen. You know what I mean?
I hear
Then you could just negotiate and say, okay, now I'm in a position, very difficult to fill one, and I'm performing with high percentages of success. Right? Here you
Yeah.
go. Okay? Let's negotiate. And there's
Yeah.
nothing they can do about it because it is not replaceable.
Yeah. I
Or
hear
they
you.
can say, yeah, you know what? We're going to spite our nose to offend you,
Exactly. I
and
know.
it'll just let you go, and then we'll not have staffing again for 4 more years.
I hear you. Bye. All right. Well,
So
can you do
anyway,
my
but
note about
I have 300 emails I'm
Well,
getting.
the service coordinator called on a case, and the reason they discharged was because the caregiver was stealing from her.
Uh-oh, which case? I did not see that one.
But she was not, and she did not inform us. What is
We
that
weren't
case?
notified. We don't have to put in anything.
Yeah, we were not notified. I explained to her that the reasoning she
Which
gave
case?
was that she was late. He was late. It was, gosh. Freely something.
Carlton Freely?
Yes. So she's
Freely
gonna,
Carlton, yeah.
yeah, she's putting in a some kind
It
of
just
a,
happened, yeah.
yeah, she's putting in some kind of a complaint, and and she's gonna give me the number when she does it.
Whatever. Hold on, I just want to see. It makes a very big difference how this was staffed. It's her staffing,
It's
which
her. Yeah, he's been with her for years.
Ramos
Let's say
is stealing from her. That's what she could, okay, I mean, whatever. This is something like, this is after a case discharges, right?
Yeah.
After a case discharges, and after they give us a different report, right? Then the SC calls and says that the reason they left is because he was stealing from them. I have no obligation to investigate that.
No, I'm not saying no. I just figured you would want to know that.
No, absolutely, and, but yeah, but you know.
And put a note, and I'm gonna put a note in his file and everything.
Well, you did already.
All right.
I'm looking at the file.
Oh, okay.
On Ramon's file.
Yeah.
Yeah, might as well. It's probably a good idea.
Yeah, because I want to make sure that I'm not offering him anything.
Fine. Give him a big male client that will kill him if he steals.
Yeah, right.
Also, there's no actual evidence that he was stealing.
I know, but do we want to staff him?
No.
No. Okay. All righty. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye.